Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Wicked Lovely by Melissa Marr, narrated by Elisa Bresnahan.
Prologue. The Summer King knelt before her. "Is this what you freely choose, to risk winter's chill?" She watched him, the boy she'd fallen in love with these past weeks. She'd never dreamed he was something other than human, but now his skin glowed as if flames flickered just under the surface, so strange and beautiful she couldn't look away. "It's what I want." "You understand that if you aren't the one, you'll carry the Winter Queen's chill until the next mortal risks this? And you'll warn her not to trust me?" He paused, glancing at her with pain in his eyes. She nodded. "If she refuses me, you will tell the next girl and the next." He moved closer. "And not until one accepts will you be free of the cold." "I do understand." She smiled as reassuringly as she could, and then she walked over to the hawthorn bush. The leaves brushed against her arms as she bent down and reached under it. Her finger wrapped around the Winter Queen's staff. It was a plain thing, worn as if countless hands had clenched the wood. It was those hands, those other girls who'd stood where she now did, she didn't want to think about. She stood, hopeful and afraid. Behind her, he moved closer. The rustling of trees grew almost deafening. The brightness from his skin, his hair, intensified. Her shadow fell on the ground in front of her. He whispered, "Please, let her be the one." She held the Winter Queen's staff and hoped. For a moment, she even believed. But then ice pierced her, filled her like shards of glass in her veins. She screamed his name. "Keenan!" She stumbled toward him, but he walked away, no longer glowing, no longer looking at her. Then she was alone, with only a wolf for companionship, waiting to tell the next girl what a folly it was to love him, to trust him. Chapter 1. Seers, or men of the second sight, have very terrifying encounters with the fairies they call Sliama, or the good people. The Secret Commonwealth by Robert Kirk and Andrew Lang, 1893. "Four ball side pocket." Ashling pushed the cue forward with a short, quick thrust. The ball dropped into the pocket with a satisfying clack. Her playing partner, Denny, motioned toward a harder shot, a bank shot. She rolled her eyes. "What? You in a hurry?" He pointed with the cue. "Right. Focus and control. That's what it's all about." She sank the two. He nodded once, as close as he got to praise. Ashling circled the table, paused, and chalked the cue. Around her, the cracks of balls colliding, low laughter, even the endless stream of country and blues from the jukebox, kept her grounded in the real world, the human world, the safe world. It wasn't the only world, no matter how much Ashling wanted it to be. But it hid the other world, the ugly one, for brief moments. "Three, corner pocket." She sighted down the cue. It was a good shot. Focus. Control. Then she felt it. Warm air on her skin. A fairy. Its too hot breath on her neck sniffed her hair. His pointed chin pressed against her skin. All the focus in the world didn't make pointy faces' attention tolerable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?